Now let's do the 1:30 news with Jake. Happy birthday, Jake. Happy birthday, Jake. Happy birthday, Jake.
Thanks, Dan. Hey, Mino.
Raising Cane's.
Did they bring you cookies today?
They did.
We brought you some cookies.
They did bring me some cookies.
Yeah. Oh, how nice.
I believe it says the Jake Kemp Country Show with me photoshopped into a cowboy hat. Everyone's got jokes. And speaking of jokes, if you guys have
really
not pulled up your Slack, whatever that is, to
you like
look,
them, Julie?
Yeah, I love them.
I'll pull up Slack.
Sorry, Jake.
So just so that you can see the video, because it's
Where
very important.
Slack. General?
Yes. This is the story of a Brazilian gang leader who was attempting to escape from prison over the weekend, Clavino da Silva. And his attempt at escaping, as he is doing 73 years for being involved with drug trafficking, was that his 19-year-old daughter came to the prison during visiting hours, and he tried to pass himself off as her, wearing skinny jeans, a pink Disney t-shirt, a black bra, and a long black wig, and a silicone mask. It's the creepiest thing you'll ever see, and it's
so
it's
he
viral.
Was going to leave and then leave her there?
Yes, and he did leave her there as he was trying to escape. And as they one by one take the pieces of this man's costume off, it is
great bit
terrifying as they peel the final piece of it off, the mask. And yeah, now his daughter may be in trouble for abetting.
Very good idea.
He was 42, or he's 42 years old.
Let me tell you, it's
so
not a half-assed. Good idea to leave your daughter in a prison.
In a Brazilian prison?
Yeah, but they're not going to keep her there.
No, they're going to put her in the women's section for 20 years.
Well, I guess the aiding and abetting bit.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
so
yeah
she
but
was
she's
in on
19.
This?
Oh, yeah.
She'll be fine.
She'll be fine signing over her adult life to prison.
Just
your
part of it. I mean, life really begins at 40.
Apparently in Brazil, this was only a 2-year charge for abetting. So, like, they'd probably made the decision that, look, Pops needs to get out of here.
Yeah, you'll
you're
be
gonna
out
have
in 2 years.
Eat a couple years of a bid to get this thing back on track.
And how'd we get caught?
They said that he
just look at the picture.
Yeah, prison guards saw through disguise when quote she began acting suspiciously and asking for her ID card when leaving the jail.
Oh my gosh! Hold on.
So they have a video.
So did he watch Mrs. Doubtfire and came up with this
idea?
Are
you looking at this video of them making him disrobe?
It's so funny, dude. Like, especially when he still has like the girl mask on, but his shirt is off, so you can see his man body.
Oh man, that is really something. Wow,
that's a very good attempt, though. That's genius.
He was actually in 2013 he did escape from a prison, him and 31 other inmates who managed to tunnel out of the same prison via the sewers. I feel like the prison break is popular in the Latin.
With TXU Energy Free Pass, you get free electricity whichever 7 days you use the most every month automatically, because it's nice to get a free pass, like when you pull the e-brake hard. Visit TXU.com/free pass.
Like a juicy
body
t-shirt.
His body was not made for that brazier.
He's going back to make a new inmate wear that thing tonight.
Oh, boy. Right, well, back to your cell, my good man.
A similar story. This one comes to us from right here in DFW, Anna, Texas. Anna police arrested a man over the weekend. Now, he was doing a bit that we have talked about often here in this space. Kenneth Spence of Plano was arrested and charged with impersonating a public servant. He had a Ford Taurus, like the police model, dash-mounted emergency light bar with red and blue lights, flashing lights, grill, and a siren. And here's where he fouled up. He fake pulled over another cop. Yeah. Yeah, an off-duty cop. Was a Plano police officer over on 75. The guy pulls him over, and the cop's like, yeah, this doesn't seem right to me, and files a report, and they arrested the guy. He was dressed in police-like clothing, police gear, and was carrying a gun.
What was his goal?
Jeez.
Like, I understand if you're pulling over ladies and then trying to, you know,
what are you gonna do
have
to
relations
get out of this?
Or something. Yeah, what was his goal on pulling over a dude? Was he going to write him a fake ticket?
I'm not sure. The story doesn't actually detail that, but yeah, it was a traffic stop, so I guess he did write him a fake ticket. And it's like like in crayon, and the guy's like, I don't know, but this seems a little suspicious.
So you're a fake cop, and the only thing you come up with is a storyline from one of your vids of pulling over girls and...
It's not one of my vids, but what I am saying is
definitely
at least
one of your vids.
But I can play that out of my head, right? Let's just say you're a rapist hiding in the bushes. Do you grab like a lady, or do you grab like a dude walking down the street and then go, oh man, damn it, I meant to grab a lady and rape her. I'm sorry. Can you go? Like, why would you pull over a dude? What's your game?
No, I don't know, but
maybe
rape doesn't have to be your only motivation to do bad things. There are other bad things that you could consider.
And I didn't mean rape. It just meant the, what are you going to do to get out of this, Jake said.
No, that's rape.
Oh.
I actually have a buddy. I have a buddy
who just described rape back to me.
Got pregnant via that transaction.
Via what?
Cop, pull over. What are you going to do to get out of this?
Oh, my.
You know a girl who got pregnant because of that?
I have a buddy who's, I believe it was his aunt, and they're pretty country. I believe this was in Arkansas.
Oh, my.
No way!
Yeah, no way. Yeah, but to Dan's point, like, what is the guy's end game? Just the juice of writing traffic tickets?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Nothing gets me going like writing a petty offense for
unless you're trying to get dudes to empty their wallets. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, if that's... You know, we could just take care of this right here.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Because
that's what normal cops do. That's
right.
Not, like, suspicious at all, but you just have to avoid doing it
what
to another
cop. What if a cop pulled you over and said, if you hand me $50, I won't write you this ticket? Would you do it?
What's the ticket? Just for, like, speeding?
Yeah.
Probably.
What do you think the percentage is of people who have $50 on them, though?
You can Venmo.
Nowadays, you're right. Good point.
Awesome.
What's your guys' normal cash carry like?
I don't know that we're normal, though, right?
It used to be a lot.
Radio personalities.
But I used to always have $100 in my pocket.
Kind of a big
nowadays,
deal.
Nowadays, I only carry credit cards, but in California, I make sure I have a pocket full of ones, because if a homeless guy wants something, I will hand him a one.
And because the dispensaries don't take card?
Well, I've already been there. We're taking care of that.
Yeah, I don't really... I think I have money on me right now because I was, like, fronting for stuff over the weekend. But typically, no. Were you guys always confused by the term petty cash?
Yes.
Like, I don't really know what that means.
I had to work
I think
somewhere
it's petty,
with petty
it's all
cash
the eye of the
drawer.
Beholder, right? If it's to the company, a couple $100 is petty.
Hmm.
But do you carry, like, two pockets of different money if you're around a big homeless area?
Tell me more about this.
Well, no, if I have $100 on me, I'll put $10
at
once.
You don't want to pull up the $100 by accident.
Right.
Right, I don't want to have a three ones and three twenties, and then I hand the guy a one. I just want to have a couple of ones in my pocket, and then I'll go, here's a one.
I just keep a small, like, pocket-sized Dave Ramsey book.
And hand it to them?
Yeah.
See, I always ask them if they can accept Apple Pay.
I wonder if they take my ripped $5 Canadian money that I have. That's all I have right
You're
now.
Like, what is this, Monopoly fake money?
What do I do with this now?
Oh, it's from, quote, Canada?
It looks
What's the law? Because we used to have ripped money, and it was like, we thought you had to have at least 3/4 of the dollar or else it wouldn't be accepted. Do you know that?
That definitely made it to my playground.
This probably doesn't check out, but we all had agreed that, yeah, that's what you need.
3/4. That's when it's legal tender.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shout out to Clavino Da Silva, our P1 of the day. And there's
what's up with the dollar bill anyway? Have you looked at it?
Okay.
What's up with the dollar bill?
Like it's green.
We gotta go.
Like Martha would pack that bowl for George.
Make him stop,
when he
please.
Got home. All right, up next, it's roundtable time with Mike, Donovan, and Craig Miller. Bob and I are leaving.
No.
Next.
No.
The